Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Sherry Rogers, Sherry Rogers, MD, medical doctor. I'm going to be your host today, and perhaps next time we're on, we'll take a group of questions from you folks, because you always have such great ones. Remind your friends that everything we say today, they can archive if they go on today's date, June 24th, and go to thepowerhour.com and then look for the date and the time at noon and my name, and you can educate them and save them, because we are definitely the first people ever in the history of the world where the flu has become a cancer. And this is on purpose. This is definitely designed. By the way, folks who don't know me, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, and so I had to learn how to get well, and everything I learned in medical school 50 years ago was all drugs, and that's all it is to this very day. So I had to learn God's molecular biochemistry, which is built into every one of us, and that led me into being in four specialties, and I must admit, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup someplace in our 16 books and 30 years of newsletter reference. And most of the stuff I'm going to say today comes right out of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, the Journal of the American Medical Association, and the Journal of Virology. And the reason I mention all these references is because everything you see on TV, the authorities are all tied to medical politics and the drug industry. Plus, they are gearing everything to the third to eighth grade intellectual level. And then they have their facts wrong. For example, even yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, Gottlieb tried to trash hydrochloroquine again, and yet he has his facts wrong. He doesn't realize that the study that showed it didn't work was absolutely right, because it was used in the wrong place. They used it in end stage. This works in the first stage. If you are exposed and you have no symptoms, or you have early symptoms, that's when it knocks it out. Anyway, everything that I say will go, it goes into much more detail in our this year's newsletter, Total Wellness, over many months. And you can get that at prestigepublishing.com, prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, publishing.com, or 1-800-846-6687. And you can get it electronically. You can order it that way. You can receive it that way. And you can read it that way, so nothing has to touch it and contaminate you. I'm afraid that this is worse than we ever thought it was. I just finished over 800 hours of reading virology in the last 6 months, plus genetics, plus about bat guano, which is their feces, as well as the molecular biochemistry. And if you want to bring, if you want world domination, first thing you have to do is bring the U.S. to their knees. Guess what? We're there. And this brings new meaning to everything that says made in China. It also is wonderfully designed for population control, which is what researchers warned us about when we were lecturing like 30 years ago at Oxford. There were always a group of doctors saying the world is going to have so much population and there's going to have to be a way to get rid of it. One of the things that I'm particularly interested in showing you today, at least briefly, because it's in much more detail with doses and websites and so forth in this year's 2020 Total Wellness newsletter. We want to make sure that you understand that the U.S. is going to be the hardest hit when the second and third waves come, and they will come. And you need to understand why and how that happens. And then you're going to have to know how the virus gets into our bodies in the various six stages, and when it finally emerges after hibernating in the gut for several weeks or months or even years, it can, then the latency switch, genetic switch, to a lytic stage, which then slams the person with lung cancer. And this, the lung cancer has been already shown in March 17th, I think it was, 2020, Journal of the American Medical Association. The Chinese looked at 138 cases, and they showed that the changes of people who died were definitely, looked exactly like lung cancer. And then other people, such as Dr. Luc Montagnier, who received the 2008 Nobel Prize for discovering the HIV virus, as well as the all the genetics of HIV, looked at this new COVID-19, the seventh strain of COVID, and he said it's definitely man-made. And anyway, so we know that none of this is a mistake, and we have been brought to our knees, but this is only the beginning. Why is the U.S. going to be harder hit than other people? For many reasons. Number one, the places that were already slammed, France, Greece, Spain, U.K., they're in the top 10, most of them. We're number 43 in health. In fact, the whole world of research laughs at us because when they need 100 rats to do experiments on some drug, how do they get it? They give them the American diet. If they want to have 100 rats with cataracts for experiments, they give them Tylenol. If they want 100 rats with high blood pressure or atrial fib or cancer of the prostate or the breast, what do they give them? The types of plastics that come out of our plastic water bottles every day. In fact, we have so contaminated the world that even the polar bears in the Arctic have levels of plasticizers in their blood, and they have human diseases now, osteoporosis, hypothyroidism. So, and then if we run out of creating diseases in people, give them a statin. Guarantees they will get Alzheimer's. Give them NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, like Aleve and Motrin. That causes high blood pressure. And it lowers the omega-3s, which you have to make yourself corona-proof. In essence, in the United States, we have created new humans. When people moved from the farm to the city over 100 years ago, they found that, whoa, they're not growing their food anymore. We have to make food available for them because they were all working in factories. Life changed. So oils in transfer would go bad and get rancid. So medicine or food chemistry learned how to hydrogenate these oils. And in doing so, they created the trans fatty acids that actually are the basis for all chronic disease. They're one of the major reasons that we lead the world in chronic disease. If that weren't enough, Americans have levels of the weed killer Roundup six times higher in their blood system than do people in the UK or in France or Germany. The major cause of our leading the world in chronic diseases is what I call the 7M, and you'll find that all described in 2019 Total Wellness Newsletter. I won't go into that anymore because we need to make you stronger in many other ways. The U.S. Has many other problems that make us leaders in the world of chronic disease. One of them is, part of the 7M, the managed care practice guidelines. You will notice that our system of medicine is not geared toward curing anything. In fact, all the practice guidelines, they never mention the word cure. They do not assay the nutrients or the toxins that are the cause of all disease, and they all start with drugs. If you have high blood pressure, what do? They first poison the kidney with a diuretic. Then they poison the beta receptors with metoprolol. Then they poison the ACE receptors with lisinopril. Then they poison the calcium channels with the the next drug. American medicine is the only one that thinks they can poison people into health, because by never curing, you make sure people are forever on a drug. They never get off, and then by not curing, you actually then lose more nutrients in the work of detoxifying the drug. So now you have other symptoms, but you're off to a different specialty, and you are on more drugs. And this fuels the drug industry for the United States. The COVID facts that you need to know are that it's here to stay. It will have second and third waves. It's getting stronger now, even though people have thought that it is waning. And it's going to also affect younger people as well. We won't go into why that is, but we can in some other shows. And the problem is that this is not the worst virus to come, even though this one is programmed to kill as a cancer, because there are numerous virology genetic labs around the world that are scrambling for world domination. So this is just the beginning, and that's why it's so important for folks to learn how to make themselves corona-proof. I told you about Dr. Luc Montagnier, who's the Nobel Prize winner, who said this is definitely man-made. There are other things that you need to know about the Chinese Communist Party and its recognition of the virus when it first erupted in December 2019. Dr. Li, L-I, is an ophthalmologist, and he started recognizing that there was a new virus and it was very bad and deadly. Chinese Communist Party not only forbid him to talk about it any further, but they went in and destroyed all the lab results of anyone that had been examined for it and had lab tests. And within, I think it was 6 weeks, he died at 33, this ophthalmologist, of the COVID virus, with the changes of lung cancer. So it's a serious thing that we have here, and yet a lot of America is still taking it lightly. I was in the grocery store last night, and there were several people without masks. They don't understand that it's extremely rude not to wear a mask, because it says to the other people, I don't give two hoots about your life. And then, of course, doing the other things, for example, not touching things that other people have touched, because they don't understand yet. The virus, in one of its later stages, hibernates in the human gut. In other words, look at not only HIV, but herpes and mono and polio and EBV. Hundreds of viruses hibernate in the human gut. And the only reason they come out is because they're not happy. They don't get the nutrients they wanted, or there was too much toxicity there and nobody took out the trash. And we'll come back to that later in the second half. But I want to make sure that you understand that the virus is not gone just because you see people that look healthy. In fact, there are many reports now in the scientific literature showing that some people have had blood tests that were totally negative, and then they were positive, and then they switched back and they were negative, and they didn't have any symptoms. Then all of a sudden, the symptoms emerged like crazy. The reason for this is when this particular type of virus, and there are many others like it, but not quite as deadly as this one has been designed, although Ebola and MERS come close. The virus is not stable. In other words, it has a huge capacity for its RNA to switch dramatically back and forth. This makes it impossible for some people, depending on the stage where their virus is, impossible for a virus test to pick it up. also impossible for a vaccine and impossible for a drug. And that's why folks who are sitting around waiting for the drug or the vaccine don't understand a thing about the hibernation stage and the latency genetic switch that the virus is designed to have. I know this is very complicated stuff. It's in it goes back as far as 2011 Future Virology Journal, because it can hibernate indefinitely. And so my point is, if you keep yourself healthy enough, and we know how to do it in the various stages, then you can keep it from coming out and let it stay there forever. Because, like I say, we all have hundreds of viruses already in us, and they are happy to stay there until the day we die, and they never cause a problem, and we don't even know they're there. But you have to do the two things that cause all disease. You have to know that there are only two things that cause everything. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. Doesn't matter what you call it. Do you want to call it Alzheimer's? Do you want to call it cancer? Do you want to call it high blood pressure, diabetes? They all are caused by imbalance. The problem is, in medicine, in American medicine, they like to think that everybody is the same. We don't all just look different. We are different. You take a room full of 100 people with high blood pressure. Some of them are going to be cured with just magnesium, some with just arginine, some with the oil change, some with healing the gut, some with getting rid of their mercury and their lead levels from years ago. We are all different. We all have our own different total load that we bring to the table. And so that's part of the key, is to know what your total load is and make it as perfect as possible. There are ways to measure. There's a 11-page test that we've done for over 30 years since its inception that looks at your vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, etc., to show what is out of balance in you, why you have the symptoms you do, and how to get rid of them. How to do that test is in 2020 newsletter. It's in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, so people can avail themselves of that. If you can't afford the test, or you want to see the types of nutrient deficiencies that are the most common, that we most commonly saw in the 30 years that we've been doing this test since its inception, they're spelled out in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. You must know that when I write a book, I don't leave anybody out. Just because you don't have diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever is in the title, every book is for all of us, because it's all about God's molecular biochemistry of healing. It is built into our bodies to make us heal against all odds. And that includes things that I never in my wildest dreams would have thought could be turned around, and yet I've seen it with my own eyes, and we have documented it, as have others, of people with end-stage cancers and people who've had strokes who were told they would never live, their relatives were told they would never live to get out of the hospital, much less get well or ever get out of a nursing home. And they've done all of that, and some of them have gone on to actually teach at colleges for 6 years later before they retired. So you never say never in medicine. You just have to make yourself too smart to fail, and that's our whole mission. We'll start with how the virus gets into the human body, because that's very important. There are five or six stages. The first thing is it has to attach to the cell membranes, to the outside of your cells. And fortunately, our cells make what's called cytokines. They have all sorts of fancy names, tumor necrosis factor and nuclear factor, kappa, beta, et cetera, and interferon. They're basically chemokines or proteins that are designed to fight off and kill viruses. But, and bacteria and all sorts of bad chemicals, you name it, they are meant as our first line of attack. And so you have to make sure that, first of all, your cell membranes are as healthy as possible. And that means, first of all, not having any more of the 7M in your diet. And again, that's in the 2019 Total Wellness Newsletter explained in detail. Then you have to know what the cell membrane is made out of. It's made out of omega-3 oils and other oils. But clearly, America needs an oil change because we have created new humans. We have actually created people who have cell membranes 20-fold out of kilter. In other words, the ratio of the good oils to the bad oils, not, and I shouldn't say bad, but other oils in the human body, should be 4-1. Instead, it's 1-20. That's how much we have changed the human. We have created new humans in the United States, but not elsewhere so much. And that's part of our vulnerability. That's part of why we're number 43 in health in the world. And a lot of other countries are in the top 10. They're much healthier than we are. Their cell membranes are not destroyed. And it's the cod liver oil. It's the major omega-3 oil that you need in there. You need the anchor for the oil, which is phosphatidylcholine. Best form is PC powder. And you need the guard dog for the cell membrane, and that's the 8 forms of vitamin E. When you see studies like in the Journal of the American Medical Association that actually broadcast the ignorance of the researchers, they were so unbelievably ignorant that when they tried to trash vitamin E, they only used 1 of 8 forms. So we'll see you on the other side of this commercial and go further because you want to make yourself corona-proof.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And we're trying to go through some of the various stages of the COVID infection in the human body so that you can realize which nutrients are very important in fighting this off. I'm Dr. Sherry Rogers, your host today, a medical doctor for 50 years with four specialties, and you can find a lot of the backup and details and information of what we're going through today in the 2020 Total Wellness Newsletter that you can get electronically. It's less than a dollar a week. If your life isn't worth a dollar of a week, maybe soon it won't be. Anyway, you can get that at prestigepublishing.com or 1-800-846-6687. So the first thing, as we were saying before the break, the virus has to attach to the cells, and it is fought off by cytokines right away if the cell membrane is healthy. In previous shows, which we've archived and also much detail in the Total Wellness 2020 newsletter over the various many months and many months to come, you need the cod liver oil in glass. You need the best form there is. The Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry in February of this year showed that one of the other leading forms was actually esterified and did not work in the human body. So my favorite form is Carlson's in glass. I do not want capsules or pills, which we've gone into the reasons for not having those in the past. Then you need the Anchor PC powder. They have that at the Power Mall here, and it's non-GMO. And when you're there at the Power Mall, then tell them if you want more information on the show on the coronavirus, because it is not going to go away. And then you need the 8 forms of vitamin E, because when the Journal of the American Medical Association tried to trash vitamin E, they were so ignorant. They broadcast their biochemical ignorance. They only used one form of E. That's like going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a new car. Oh, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts, and I expect it to work. By using only one form of E, you actually promote cancer, and that's exactly what they did. So you have to have the eight forms of E, and they're spelled out. I won't belabor that. Because the next thing is then, once the virus attaches to the cell, it has to go through the gate in the cell. And there's only one type of gate in the human cell. It's called acceptor. And the reason this is important is because this gate is not in a lot of animals like mice. So what researchers have done over the last 20 years, because this has been known that long, they have humanized mice. They have given them human genes so that now when they put them on blood pressure medicines or statins or diabetes medicines or anything, if they give them insulin resistance, if they make them obese or depressed or even give them insomnia, if they give them any diseases or any medicines, they will increase their corona gates. In fact, people who are on high blood pressure medicine more than quadruple the gates, the entry gates, the floodgates for the virus to get into the human cell. In fact, when you see those little spicules, those spines sticking off from the outside of the cell of the coronavirus, those are exactly what they use to stick into the ACE gates and inject the virus into our cells. But God never lets us down. We have nutrients that actually close the corona gates. Do you think Gottlieb or Fauci or any of them have ever talked about this? No. What nutrient closes the corona gates? Again, a nutrient that has that medicine with very ignorant studies and very ignorant researchers broadcasting their ignorance have tried to denigrate. Vitamin D. But you have to have adequate sunshine. But look at everybody slathering themselves with sunscreen. I'm naturally blonde. I play tennis in the sun every day. I never wear sunscreen. If you have the right nutrients in your body, you don't burn and you don't get skin cancer. So you have to have enough sun to convert the vitamin D, and you have to have the right level. Unfortunately, if you have your level drawn by your doctor today, they will give you the wrong information because all lab tests, LabCorp, Quest, well, all the commercial tests, have as the norm 30 to 100. That's wrong. That's from 30 years ago when they first discovered that they didn't know what a normal level was. So they made a huge mistake. They took bloods that were already in the lab from sick people and they established a norm. Well, a lot of these people were already low in thyroid. Same thing happened with low in D. Same thing happened with thyroid. So a lot of the norms today that still persist are not right. The norm for vitamin D to keep you nanograms per milliliter. Because many of our readers are in other countries, we've given the conversion for nanomoles, et cetera, countries that use different assays. So in the way that you get that, remember, the normal, the RDA, which is incredibly antiquated for vitamin D, is 400 a day. Do you know what we have found in over 30 years and over 1,000 tests of people in two dozen countries? You have to have 10,000 IU of vitamin D3, the best form you can find. And we put all the brands in the 2020 newsletter. You need 10,000 a day to bring you up to a perfect level. If you're over 100, then you back off and you only need it Monday through Friday. You want your doctor to measure your 1,25-dihydroxyvitamin D3 level, and it must be 80 to 100 to make you corona-proof. And it's for everything else, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, you name it, arthritis. So, I mean, it's all the human body chemistry. So that the ACE gates, The ACE2 receptor gates are closed by adequate levels of vitamin D. Okay, so what happens when it gets inside the body? Then it has to replicate. It has to make new baby viruses. It has to make as many viruses as it can. Because remember, it's not a complete cell. The COVID virus and all viruses are just a hunk of genetic material. So they have to steal a lot from our cells. But again, we have something again to stop, to be the birth control for the virus. It's zinc. But it only works if you have enough magnesium as well. And the problem is, most of the people have very low levels of zinc, even though they take it. And they have very low levels of magnesium. So you must have your doctor draw your RBC zinc and your RBC magnesium. And you want to be in the top half of normal. In other words, if normal is 4 to 6, you want to be 5 or higher. If you're in the bottom half, these are the people who live at McDonald's who are going to be corona bait. These are people who have low levels. Zinc is the birth control through its enzyme RNA polymerase and DNA polymerase in our cells. So it's extremely important to have good levels. In fact, in 2019 Total Wellness Newsletter, we went through just half a dozen of zinc enzymes to show you how being low in just one mineral can create any disease, everything. Doesn't matter what you call it. Cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, colitis. It doesn't matter what the name is, Alzheimer's. You can create everything just being low in zinc. You can do it also just being low in mag. In fact, one of the more dangerous things with magnesium, and one of your lucky gifts, if you have a muscle cramp, you're probably low in mag, and it's a gift, because if that cramp could have been in your heart, and that's why, one reason why people who have their first heart attack, it's their last heart attack, because they were low in mag. And even if you get to the emergency room, I was an ER doc years ago, and you get 600 joules of cardioversion, you can't electrocute a heart back to normal if there isn't enough magnesium to make it work. So having a muscle cramp is a gift, because it tells you, whoa, you are low in magnesium, and you're lucky it didn't hit your heart, that it only hit your leg muscles or your back and mimicked a ruptured disc or whatever. So let's see. We're now in the next stage. The virus then, after it has replicated, it depends on, again, the nutrient levels of the host, what it actually does. Is it going to whip in and create the lung cancer now and kill them off? Or is it going to give them just a low-grade flu infection for now? Or is it going to do what it does in most people, hibernate in the gut? It hangs out in the gut, but there is a genetic switch that programs hibernation. In virology terms, it's called latency. And that switch then makes it go into a what's called lytic stage, where it creates the cancer of the lung. I try not to get too technical, but this stuff has all been mapped out in the Journal of Virology, the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, and others for the last couple of decades. This is no overnight accident. And remember, there are many other countries now vying for the same position, and this knowledge is available to all virologists, geneticists, and other people in other countries, and there many are taking advantage of it. So that's why it's so important to make yourself as corona-proof as possible. And again, it depends on how much you think your life is worth, because some people will just listen to shows and that's all they're worth, they feel. Others will read it a little bit, others will read more, and others who are very serious about living well will read a huge amount and learn everything they need to know to make themselves too smart to fail. Now, if I should mention, if you do come down with symptoms, and by the way, this temperature stuff is like not, there's nothing that is foolproof here. There's nothing that guarantees that you're safe. So don't let that fool you. For example, there are many studies now showing that at least 1 in 10 people who come down with a virus within the next 48 hours and are harboring it in a communicable way have no fever, no fever at all, or they have no symptoms. So there are many carriers, and you don't know who is a carrier, and that's why the social distancing, it's actually antisocial, but is so important to continue, and the masks are so important to continue. But even more important is to understand that not only is it transmitted by phlegm, you know, droplets from people's mucosa, but food, phlegm fomites and food. The food is the biggest killer, and that's why it's so important not to eat out, because you have no idea about the health, the contacts, anything about the person who makes your food. I don't care if they've gown, glove, and they look like a hazmat suit, and you still, there are places along the way where touching the food or your glass or your silverware can transmit the virus because it hibernates, remember, in the gut. And it only leaves if it's not happy. But hands are a way for gut transmission into the environment, to anything that person touches. So, let's see. We're back on the hibernation phase. The best thing to make yourself corona-proof would be to get the 11-page assay, but and it shows you how to do that and how to cure diabetes. It's also in the 2020 Total Wellness newsletter. And again, if you can afford to do it, then the most common deficiencies are in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. The most important step, though, is you have to stop the 7M, and that's in 2019 Total Wellness. If you're still eating trans fats, genetically modified foods loaded with Roundup, if you're still eating high fructose corn syrup, which has hidden mercury in it, if you still have a gut full of candida from previous antibiotics, if you are on any medications, then you are corona bait. So you want to work at getting rid of those. And just go to the website, prestigepublishing.com, and you'll see how to get off your high blood pressure medicines or your diabetes medicines. One of the things that leads people to have being corona bait is insulin resistance. Many people have never heard of it, and yet probably at least 80% of the United States population has it. You can tell if you have insulin resistance because it's been on your blood tests from your doctor's physicals forever. It's just that they don't do this type of medicine where you actually find the cause and the cure. They do drug medicine because that's the way we're trained in the United States. If you want to know if you have insulin resistance and you're corona bait by this means, take your triglyceride level, which is on your probably your last physical, and divide it by your HDL. If it's over 1.5, you have insulin resistance. This makes you corona bait as well. And there are many things to bring insulin resistance under control. As well, some of these very same things improve what we call leaky gut, because when the virus is hibernating in the gut, one of the things you don't want the gut to do is to have to be leaky. When it leaks, that's because it either has overgrowth of fungi from taking antibiotics like candida overgrows in the gut. And then candida has long fingers like an octopus called mycelia. They interdigitate. They wind their way in between the cells of the gut and they make the gut leak. When it leaks, not only does it let viruses into your system, but it also lets other bacteria and foods into the system, which now are foreign to the body. It never saw them before, so it makes antibodies. It says, oh, attack, attack. And so when it does, now you have new food allergies that you never had before. One of the most common ones is the nightshades. Many people who have arthritis of a knee, a back, a shoulder, whatever, if they don't eat the nightshades, they don't have it. And we published papers on that in the book called Pain-Free in 6 Weeks. But when you go to your orthopedic surgeon with knee pain, does he look at your diet to see if you're eating nightshades? No. He just gives you the NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which actually increase your ACE2 receptors, so you become more corona bait, rather than getting you off the things that could have been the very cause of your disease. We published a paper in the medical journal years ago, and it showed that 3 out of 4 people with any type of arthritis, if they don't eat the nightshades, they are off. And that's not nitrates, it's nightshades. But anyway, it's all described in the book, Pain-Free in 6 Weeks. Some of the nutrients that can help not only get rid of insulin resistance, not only heal leaky gut, not only kill candida, not only do a whole slew of great things to make the gut so healthy so that the virus does not come out and kill you. One of them is a very simple phytonutrient called grapeseed extract. We get it from bulksupplements.com, but you must use the directions that we have put in the 2020 newsletter. Otherwise, you can damage yourself, or you'll swear you'll never take another nutrient again in your life. There are other things also that do the same thing, that lower the ACE receptors, lower your candida level in the gut, help heal leaky gut, help heal insulin resistance, and that's resveratrol. But like a lot of things, when there are many scientific papers showing how good they are, then everybody who makes a product gets on the bandwagon and says, well, we got this, and they rely on the research. And what we found was when we researched all the different, well, not all of them, but many different resveratrol products, most of them only had 1% bioavailability. They hardly got into the gut. They hardly got into the body. And then they were the wrong dose, the wrong formulation, et cetera. So we found one called Longevinex, LONGEVINEX.com. I like the Longevinex Advantage. And all this information is in 2020 newsletter this year, too, but if you need further. So there are lots of other things. The same thing happened with curcumin. When they found that that had wonderful beneficial effects in the gut, then everybody and their brother who made it was using the research to say, well, this is why our product is so good. And again, we found that there was very little bioavailability, less than 1%. And we found one company that, again, put their money behind their mouth, and they did all the research, and that one is called Optimized Curcumin. And so on and on it goes. There are lots of nutrient or phytonutrients that we call them. They're derived from food because God never fails us. They're derived from food, and they have extremely potent and beneficial actions in the human gut because they can lower insulin resistance, leaky gut, candida, ACE2 receptors, inflammation, reactive oxygen species, all the things that trigger the virus to come out of hibernation and then switch to the lytic stage, which kills quickly like a lung cancer. There are many other things that the gut needs You need sleep, you need stretching, exercise, pulse electromagnetic fields. That's why we have the acronym THINK, think, look for the toxins, the hormone deficiencies, the intestines and interference fields, nutrient deficiencies, and your knowledge gaps, and you will always find the cause and the cure for everything. Before we're done today, I want to make sure that you at least hit your doctor up for, or there are many websites too where you can order your own test nowadays. You want to get an RBC magnesium, and you want to see your own level, because if it's not in the top half of normal and it's not RBC or intracellular, they did the wrong test. You want an RBC magnesium, and you want an RBC zinc. You want a 125 dihydroxy vitamin D3. You want a homocysteine, because that's not just for what the cardiologists think. It's just B6, B12, and folic acid. That goes down into your detox chemistry. If the homocysteine is over 9, your detox chemistry is not good. And you'll see that it'll say normal is like 14 or something, depending on what lab you had. No, you want to be 9 or less. You want to be in the top half of normal for your RBC zinc and RBC mag. And then coenzyme Q10, that's a measure of whether or not your mitochondria, the little organelles inside your body, inside every cell where energy is created, if they've crapped out, because that's the beginning of a lot of diseases as well. That's how you become corona bait. So you want that to be in the top half of normal. So there's so much more to learn. It's all mapped out in 2020 Total Wellness and last year's 2019, and then further in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. So I hope I've helped you folks get yourselves too smart to fail, because that's my mission. That's the reason I'm not on the tennis court right now. But actually, I just got off. Thanks for tuning in. Have your friends listen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.